We are in Simin Tofresh Ayin Aleph, the halachas of Chanukah. We're up to Sif Hei. We'll be doing Hei and Vav. Ner Chanukah Menicho al Pesach HaSomach L'Shus HaRabim Mi Bachutz. Ner Chanukah, Medina de Gemara, is supposed to be put on the door that is closest to the Rishus HaRabim on the outside. That means facing the Rishus HaRabim on the Rishus HaRabim side. Im abayis pasuach l'shus harabim, if the house is directly open to Rishus HaRabim, menichu al pischos, you put it on the door to your house. V'im yesh chotzer l'fnei abayis, and what if there's a chotzer in front of the house, manichu al pesach ha-chotzer. So the Mechaber paskins, like Shitas Tosis, that you're supposed to put it on the outside of the door to the chotzer, because of persumei nisa. Now Rashi Shita is that you don't put it at the Pesach HaChotzer, you put it at the Pesach HaBayis. You never put it, the Ner Chanukah past your house, you don't put it on the Pesach HaChotzer. The Mechaber is paskin like Tosfos, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Ran and the Arzarua paskin like Rashi. V'im hoya dar ba'aliyah, what happens if someone lives on a second floor? She'ein lei Pesach pasuach l'shus harabim. Now, according to the Mechaber, that you light at the door to your chotzer, it must mean this Dor Ba'aliyah who lives on the second floor doesn't have a hallway leading up to his house, because then the door to the hallway, the main entrance to the building, would be his Pesach HaChotzer. Furthermore, it must be that he doesn't have any right to the chotzer itself. The case is where someone is renting a second floor from a person that lives on the first floor. The way he gets there is by walking through the chotzer and the person's house on the ground floor. All he has is a schus of drisus regal, a schus to walk through it. But he does not really own an entrance to the house or an entrance to the chotzer. So again, what we're talking about is someone's got a house of two floors. He rents out the upper floor. The way you get to your upper floor is by walking through the person's apartment. So you don't really have an entrance that's your own. It's his entrance. You have a schus of drisus regal. He allows you to walk through his chotzer, his house, in order to get to your apartment. But you are not one of the B'nai HaChotzer. So in such a case, where you don't have any Pesach Pasul L'Shus HaRabim, Menicho B'Chalon HaSomach L'Shus HaRabim. So there you put it in a window facing the Rishus HaRabim. So it is either the door to your house that is facing the Rishus HaRabim, the door to your Chotzer that is facing the Rishus HaRabim, or your window that is facing Rishus HaRabim, if you have no door. U'B'Shas HaSakono Shein HaRashai L'Kayim HaMitzvah. At a time of sakana, where you could not put it at the window either, because you don't want them to, the authorities, to see that you're lighting there. And the lashon is sheino rashoy lekayim mitzvah, where you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah. That doesn't mean you can't be mekayim their mitzvahs Chanukah, but you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of persumei nisa. Menicho al shulchano vidayo. So what you do is you put it on your table, and that's good enough. Says the Mechaber now, V'tzorech ner acher lishtamesh li'oro, and you need another light to use for light in the house. Meaning, up until now, we've been discussing ner Chanukah either at the door or the window, so it's obvious that the light of the room is not going to be the ner Chanukah. But now that we've gotten to the case where someone lights at his table, so he may have been tempted to use that as the room lighting, kamash malon, you need another ner lishtamesh li'oro. Why? Because if you don't have another ner lishtamesh liyoro, it looks as if you lit the ner Chanukah for use in the house. So as a heker that this is ner Chanukah and not personal ner, you have to light another one. V'im yesh medura, if you have a fireplace, ein tzorech ner acher, so there you don't need another ner because the room is going to be lit anyway. V'imu odom choshev shein darko lishtamesh l'ra medura, tzorech ner acher. Whereas an odom choshev, who never uses the ner of the Madura, never suffices. He will always have lechvodo, a separate ner. So for someone like him, you will have to have another ner to show that this was not lit for his light. Based on what we just saw, if someone is lighting at the window or outside his house, there's really no reason why he has to have an extra ner. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings, our minig is that you will always light, we always light the shamash, we always have another ner, if you're lighting in the window, so that you don't come to use it. But it's interesting, he says that's only if you're lighting indoors. If you light outdoors, you don't really need one altogether. The minig in places where people do light outdoors today is that they still do have a shamash. What happens if somebody only has one ner, so he can only use it for ner chanuk, and he won't have another ner lishtamish liyora? So the halacha is, he can make a bracha, it's all right, but he shouldn't use that as the room light. He should still use it only for ner chanuk. Sivvav, menicho lamalo migimul tfachim. You're supposed to put it above three tfachim from the ground. Why is that? Because if you put it within three tfachim of the ground, it's as if you put it on the floor, and it's not nikur that it was placed there. Preferably underneath 10 tfachim. Why is that? Because this way people realize it was not their lahoir. Room light to light up the room is usually put higher than that. Some say that this was only talking about outside, but in the house you don't have to bother. But that is not the minhag. If someone is lighting in a window, then, if the only way to have Persume Nisa is to light it in a window that's above 10 Tfachim, that is fine. But if he has a choice between two windows, one that is above 10 Tfachim and one is within 10 Tfachim, he should light it at the one that's within 10 Tfachim. V'nicho l'mala miyut Tfachim yotza. If you put it above 10, you're yotza. Avla menicho l'mala michof ama lo yotza. Ner Chanukah above chof, you're not yotza. Lo sholta beheina, people don't see it. Hagova filu loko kein doluk v'inicho lamata michof lo yotza dad loko sa mitzvah. Even if you lit it lemalo michof and then brought it down lamata michof, you're not yotza because it's got to be a hadloka that is kosher. So what happens if someone lit it in one place that was not lamala michof and then moved it to another place that's not lamala michof? Even though the ner chanukah was not left where it was lit, you're still yotzeh.